We've been talking a lot this week about the Diversity Visa Lottery, also known as the Green Card Lottery. That's because a suspect in Tuesday's vehicle attack in New York reportedly came into the country through that program. So do 50,000 other people each year. They're selected at random, but they're also vetted for criminal records. On Wednesday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the program should be abolished.
All I know is that you can't randomly select people and not have them thoroughly vetted and not have the ability to know whether or not these people want to do good things or bad things when they get here. I don't think it's unreasonable to ask that people that want to come to this country go through a vetting process to make sure that when they get here, they want to contribute to society and not harm the people of this country.
Abdi Nor Iftin is one of the hundreds of thousands of people who have benefited from the lottery over the years. He was living as a Somali refugee in Kenya when he won a ticket on the lottery, and he now lives in Maine. His story is one that we've been following on The World. He was also featured on This American Life. But since the Green Card Lottery is back in the news, I want to ask Abdi, why is it so important to so many people? Abdi, welcome. Can you answer that question?
Yes, indeed. The Diversity Visa Program is very important for those of us who otherwise might not be able to come to the United States through student visa or sponsorship or refugee. You know, that involves a lot of tough things, like you have to have money or you have to have education and stuff like that. So the whole point here is we just want to make life. We just want to be like everybody else, go to school, find jobs, become taxpayers, and most importantly, become American citizens. So I applied so that I could come to the U.S. and live the American dream.
When you heard that clip of Sarah Huckabee Sanders earlier implying that people like you don't have the skills to make the U.S. better, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel like they think every diversity lottery winner is just like the same guy in New York who run over people. You know, so many of us are going to schools. We're going to schools, we're graduating, we're helping the community, we're bilinguals, we're, you know, part of the community, we're just super excited for who we are, where we are, and we're proud of it. That one individual does not stand for me. He does not represent me. The White House spokesperson or whoever she was and the president of the United States are not paying attention to the good people that came to this country with the Diversity Visa Lottery.
Isn't there some logic, though, in making all of those 50,000 annual visas in the lottery eligible to people according to their specific skills and talents? Would that not be fair?
So one thing that makes America great is the diversity, is the different people that come to this country. So in this case, yes, there is already a program for people with the skills to come to this country. There's so many different visas, but the diversity visa lottery is the one easiest way that you could not be discriminated. It's just one of the amazing things that America does. Mm. And I know that so many Americans don't pay attention to this, but yes, so many people pay attention to this.
Finally, Abdi, your story as a lottery winner has become quite well known through This American Life. Have other lottery applicants been contacting you since Trump's announcement that he wants to get rid of the diversity visa program?
A lot. You can't imagine how many calls and text messages and friend requests on Facebook that I received from people who are so freaked out and they want me to explain what's going on. I mean, is Trump canceling this and what's going to happen? And some of the people who reached out to me are the winners of 2016. That means they should be arriving sometime in the next month or so. They have to go to their interview. What's going to happen to them? Sometimes I look at myself and I say, oh gosh, I'm the luckiest man on earth because I've been here before Trump was elected.
Abdi, you waited for months. You prayed. Describe the moment you realized you had been selected at random as a winner in this visa lottery.
It was just, you know, what should I say? I mean, it's just like you going to Mars or something, you know, that kind of feeling. Like, yeah, that kind of feeling like you're going to somewhere that you thought was not possible, but then now you realize that it's possible. That was the feeling that was going through my, you know, my mind all that time. To me, like, it was just my prayers have been answered.
Abdi Nor Iftin won a green card through the U.S. Diversity Visa Lottery Program. His book, Call Me American, about the lottery process, comes out next year. Abdi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.